Well, as the MDC would say that the normal and ideal situation would be for us to have an inclusive government on the basis of understanding, on the basis of equity. But in the event that we fail to achieve that, the ideal, we need to then go to the situation on the ground and then have fresh, free and fair elections that are internationally supervised, that are violence-free, and that are credible and legitimate in the eyes of both the Zimbabweans and the international community.
But has Mr. Tsvangirai been lobbying SADC leaders?
Look, we are ever engaged with all the key leaders in the region, on the continent, the purpose being that we want to make sure that they understand our compelling case for equity. They have to understand and appreciate our compelling case for equitable distribution of authority and responsibility so that we are able to rescue Zimbabweans from the jaws of this economic collapse.
The meeting is in South Africa. Is Mr. Tsvangirai going to attend even without his passport?
The issue of the passport is very important, but we also realize the imperativeness of us making sure that we attend that meeting. We are carrying the voice of all Zimbabweans, and that voice has to be articulated in terms of our case for a power-sharing agreement that is premised on equity and responsibility with authority. So we will have to make sure that we get both the passport as well as making sure that we are present for the meeting over the weekend.